Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, February 13th, and you're listening to the big call. I'm glad everybody's coming in, listening from big call country all the way to big call universe. Thank you for that. And I know you're taking a little time away from the Olympics to listen to the call, and then you can go back to it, or you can go back to it like I do because I've got it recorded on the DVR. And so I won't miss a thing. So listen, everybody, Pastor Stephen, I'll tell you what, we could sure use a good prayer tonight, and I know we've talked about that, but would you do us the honor and bring us in with a word of prayer, please?
I certainly will, Bruce. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you to move by your Holy Spirit on this call tonight. Lord, we're asking for a divine move of your word, your Holy Spirit, and your people, God. We need you to come through for us like never before, and we're asking that you just use this call as part of the way that this is done. We ask your blessing upon every listener. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor. Well, let's do this before we get into praise reports and prayer requests. Pastor Stephen, we'd love to have a good teaching from God's word tonight.
All right. Short and sweet. This may be longer than short, but it will also be sweeter than sweet. How about that?
Okay, good.
Okay. I used to love the way you said it. A nice short teaching, Stephen.
Yeah, I used to say that. Yeah, remember, I used to say that, but I don't say that anymore.
I know, okay. You're so good to me now. Anyway, God wants you to succeed. Go ahead, Bruce.
I learned, I'm a slow learner, as we all know.
No, you're not.
But,
no, you're not. It was your psychology, and it was working. Anyway, it's all right. It's great. God is good. I got the memo. So we're gonna go on here, and I just want you to know that it's not evil to succeed, all of you out there. So there's some people that have like this form of religion that it's like not right to succeed if you believe in God, if you're a Christian, and they got this idea that if you're a Christian or you're serving God, you're supposed to be poor and beat down and wore out, and that's just not the case. God's word goes explicitly a 180-degree difference from that kind of a teaching or understanding. And I want you to know tonight, every one of you, God wants you to succeed. And God said for you to succeed. In the first chapter of the Bible, it said God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. I mean, for somebody who doesn't want you to do good, that sure sounds like God wants you to run the thing, and God wants you to rise up and rule here. He said in 9:7 of Genesis, and be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. That's success, and the word success is also the word prosperity. So they're obviously the same word, and so when God wants you to prosper, he wants you to succeed. Joseph was sold into slavery, put in prison, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful, a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did prosper or succeed in his hand. Mm-hmm. God wants you to prosper. The word prosper means to break out, to become mighty, to rise up, to go over, and to be profitable or to prosper. And Genesis 39:23, again, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with Joseph, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. I want to tell you something. God wants you to succeed today. The keeper of the prison looked at Joseph and understood everything's going to prosper because Joseph's running it, and God is running Joseph. I want you to know that God wants to bless you, and he wants you to be blessed. Even the children of Israel, as they were coming out of bondage, and it says, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty. You know, Deuteronomy 29, it says, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that you do. God's whole intention is to cause you to succeed in every part of life that is meaningful. He wants you to succeed. It says, obey faithfully all the terms of this covenant, so that you will be successful in everything you do. I want to be a successful husband, a successful father, a successful friend, a successful Christian, a successful businessman. I am called by God to succeed in every venture. I want to be a successful friend, and I want to be successful in loving other people. I want to be successful. God builds a drive in us to succeed. Humans have this drive, and if not beaten down and wore out or told you can't do it, you will rise up and do things that nobody thought you would ever do when you understand it's your purpose to succeed in life, and it's your purpose to prosper. Joshua 1:7-8 said, "Only be strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do all according to the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper in whatever you do and wherever you go." He said, "This book of the law will not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate." That means to consider and to mutter or speak under your breath, to confess. Positive, powerful confession of what you're meditating and thinking on out of your mouth. And it says that you may observe to do all that's written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. God is all about you prospering and succeeding. In 1 Kings 2:3, it said, "Keep this charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and his statutes. Then thou mayest prosper in all that you do, wherever you turn yourself." And I want to tell you something, man. You can't get away from succeeding if you serve God and understand that's God's plan. 1 Chronicles 22:13, "Then you will prosper if you take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments that the Lord charged Moses." It said, "You will be successful. Be strong and courageous, and do not lose heart." God's whole way is successful. 2 Kings 18, "And the Lord was with him, and he prospered wherever he went." Come on now. 2 Chronicles 31:21, "To seek God, he did it with all his heart, and he prospered and succeeded." 2 Chronicles 32:30, "Hezekiah stopped the upper water course of Gihon, brought it straight down to the west side, and Hezekiah prospered in all of his works." Come on. 2 Chronicles 20:20, "Believe his prophets, you'll prosper." Believe his prophets, you'll succeed. Psalms 1:3, "And he shall be that," talking about us, friends, "he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified." Listen to this. "Which has pleasure in the prosperity," or the success, "of his servants." We can't get away. It says in Zechariah 8:12, "For the seed shall be prosperous." It says in John 10:10, "I came that you might have life and have that more abundantly." And it says in 1 Corinthians 16:2, "As God has prospered him." God expects you to be prospered by him. And it says, "As you give, not grudgingly or of necessity, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you having all sufficiency in all things," that's success in my book, "may have an abundance for every good work." And it said, "He'll multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness." God's on your side. He is able to do exceedingly, Ephesians 3:20, "above all that you ask or do, according to the power that's working in you right now." But it says in Ephesians 3:20, "Glory belongs to God, whose power is working in us." And it says, "By this power we can do infinitely more than we could ever ask or imagine." Man, do I like that translation. That's a God's word translation. Then to finish off the book, to finish off your understanding, I hope I beat out the failure spirit. I hope I wore you out so you can't be wore out anymore. I hope you understand when this is done that God loves you. You're called to win. You're called to succeed. You're called to rise up, and you're called to go over, to break through, and to have all that God ever determined and wanted you to have. It said 3 John 1:2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Dear friend, I know that you're spiritually well. This is in God's word translation, but I pray you're doing well in every other way, and that you're also healthy. I mean, I want to tell you, our God is on our side, and he wants us to succeed in our spirit, soul, and body. And that's my short message tonight.
Man, Pastor Stephen, I think that's the best pep talk I've ever heard. I really do. I think that was a pep talk. That was right out of God's word. It was a great word study on prosperity and success. And I just think we can't not take that, all of that information, and feel good about our prosperity and feel good about the church prospering and about each one of us prospering. And that's what God wants. And that's beautiful, Stephen. That's really, really good. I'm serious. That was probably the best pep talk I've ever heard. What do you think, Sue?
I to me, it went even beyond a pep talk. I would say it was
absolutely.
It was a really remarkable, integrated, beautiful permission to be one with God in abundance. That's what it was.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. Thank you, Sue.
It was really good. Was Thank you, Pastor Stephen.
Putting it a lot
You're
better.
All
Absolutely. Thank you, Stephen. Now, Sue, let's do this. While we're on the subject of prosperity, let's see if we've prospered in the way of any praise reports tonight. Would you have
we
any
do.
That you can
we
bring?
We get to sing, and we get to sing two praise reports, and it really is about singing, isn't it, Pastor Stephen? Because when we get praise, and when people take the time to talk about and write and share something remarkable that's happened to them, it's like we all sing and we all benefit, and all of us go higher. So I'm excited that we have two tonight, and I know there are lots more on the way. So let's start with Alice. Alice had a good week after her bad experiences from the recent effects of her scleroderma struggle. As I indicated earlier, Bob Kilpatrick is very familiar with her disease, and he felt that the Boomer electronic mat would help alleviate this condition. Mm-hmm. I mentioned to Bob that after the RV is released, I will buy the mat. Mm-hmm. Several thousands of people suffer from scleroderma, and I think it would be propitious if Mr. Kilpatrick can dedicate one of his talk sessions to this disease. Mm. The Boomer mat may be a possible solution to deal with. The equipment may be the breakthrough that the medical profession needs to ease the pain of this disease. But the goal is that she's doing much better with her scleroderma struggle.
Oh, okay.
And then the next one, less than a year ago, I requested prayer for continued recovery from a stroke that had crippled my left leg and paralyzed my left arm and hand. Mm-hmm. At the time of my first request, I was still in inpatient therapy and had begun to walk again with a cane, and my arm was beginning to wake up with some large muscle movement. Praise our Lord, my brothers paid 3 months' rent for me so I wouldn't lose my apartment. I was able to go back to work in April. I no longer use a cane to walk or the electric shopping cart. I'm now a proud Silver Boot 24-hour fitness member and can do 30 minutes on the Stride machine. I'm looking forward to learning how to walk without a limp. I love listening to Bruce, Pastor Stephen, Sue, and Bob. Keep praying for me as I pray with you for others. Love and blessings, David. Singing both of you and everyone that's in the midst of becoming our next praise report.
Wow. Sue, that's wonderful. Those were both beautiful. Thank you for those. And, the PEMF mat, that if that will help scleroderma, you know, that's wonderful. Glad to hear that. Glad she's making amends. And this one had the stroke. Boy, that's great news. We just praise God that David's health is much, much better as a result. And we're believing along with him for a full and total recovery. All right. Good stuff, Sue. Thank you for that. Back to you, Pastor Stephen, for tonight's prayer requests.
All right. Well, we want everybody to write us and let us know. We don't want you to make anything up. That's not what we're asking for. But we want you to let us know how God answered your prayer, and give us a report, a praise report. How good, you know, that when we prayed together, we all agreed that God met your need. And God might have done something that is supernatural. He might have just done some great things. It doesn't have to be the next miracle that we write, you know, that we write into our miracle journals, but it could be. And whatever happens, let us know that God helped you, and that helps us and encourages us in the Lord and encourages us that we're not spending time that we could be doing something else. We love you. We believe in you. We know God called you to succeed. So we're going to pray right now. So don't forget to write those praise reports and send them in so that you can hear Sue read your report over the air and rejoice the fact that God did that, and we can all rejoice together. That'd be a powerful, wonderful thing. And so we're going to pray right now in Jesus' name. And I have a request to pray for the situation that we're in. We're believing God for a breakthrough in that and success. So at the end of praying for everybody, I'm going to go ahead and pray that, Bruce, if that's all right, for our particular situation. Because yes. We've been asked to pray. I've been asked to pray for that, and so I will. I typically just pray for people, but we're going to pray for the situation because it's for all people. Father, yes. In the name of Jesus, we just come to you, and we thank you for David, for his praise report, and we pray for continued health and healing. We know that, Lord, as we pray that you hear us, you said you would hear us, and you would grant the request we pray. And so we're praying now for Tammy. In the name of Jesus, the name above every name, to whom every knee should bow and every tongue confess, that he is the Lord in heaven, hell, and under the earth, and on the earth, all three realms of life. He is the Lord, and that name is greater than any other name. And you gave us his name to use in prayer. So we use your name, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Tammy, be made whole. And Lord, in Jesus' name, help her, save her home, help her with a financial miracle, and heal her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. For Tommy, we command that leukemia off of your body, Tommy, in the name of Jesus. For Marcia, we command cancer off of your body in the name of Jesus, that name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. And for Reverend Keith, Lord, help him keep his heart right and his marriage right and serve you at the acceptable fashion and method and with strength. We thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. And for the Yarborough family, we pray comfort and healing and strength, Lord God, in Jesus' name. For Tiffany, we command the blessing of the Lord upon her. Lord, fill the void in her heart for love. She needs to know love. And Lord, the only way we can really know love is to know you. Fill the void in Tiffany's life for you and for love, Father, I pray. And then soften her heart. For Douglas, healing in his knee right now. Knee be made whole in Jesus' name. For these leaders and participants in the Olympics, we ask your blessing, your protection, and Lord, your strength in each one of them in Jesus' name. And Lord, let all the USA athletes win. No, that was just yeah, but I mean it. But anyway, so for Johnny, Lord, we just pray for you healing him now. Johnny's one of my favorites, Lord, on here for the last couple of years I've been here, Lord. Johnny's been one of my favorites, and I thank you that he needs healing for himself now, and I ask that you would heal him. We command carpal tunnel to leave him now in the name of Jesus, and his elbow and every other joint in his body to be healed in Jesus' name. For Jack, we command the pain in his chest and his knee to go, for healing to come into Jack's body now. And Jack Coe, let his kidneys be made whole now in Jesus' name. For Phil, we command every single bit of your body to be healed in Jesus' name. And there will be no cancer is our prayer, Father, in Jesus' name. Robert, Lord, restore and give him a home to live in Jesus' name. And for Becky, heal her neck. For Johnny's brother, heal his shoulder. Lord, he had shoulder surgery. Keep healing him and fixing him. For Bruce, a recent loss, Lord, comfort his heart and strengthen him. For Doug, a pinched nerve. Heal that pinched nerve. We release that nerve now in the name of Jesus. For Linda, to have a clear examine in this biopsy she's having, Lord, be with her. And, Lord, let that biopsy come back completely clean and clear in Jesus' name. For Jonathan, Lord, his loved ones have said he has some demonic attack. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you loose that young man. You let him go. You get out of that house. You leave him alone now. In the name of Jesus, I command it. So using and in the name of Jesus. And for Marie, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and you add no sorrow to it. Father, I also pray for Jack Coe, for Oki, for Alabama, and for Bruce, complete health and healing in all their flesh. And last and not least is Amy. She has been attacked with lupus, and we pray healing. We command the lupus to leave her body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you for healing Amy, Lord. I'm thanking you right now. And knowing that by your stripes, she is healed, and every other one we prayed for was healed, because by your stripes, they were healed. Now, Father, we love you, and we worship you, and we thank you that we were here born, and a lot of us, we were either born or we immigrated here to the United States of America. We have the greatest country. We support our president. We know that he's already given the word to release this thing to all of the United States. Father, so we know that. We understand that. Our president's on our side. And so, Lord, we ask that you would line up every single other thing underneath that, that the release would be to all of your people, to all the United States, and to all your people here, that there would be no more delay. We bind delay from happening anymore in this situation, and we release the floodgates of heaven. Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour us out the blessing right now. Let there be no more delay in allowing this thing to come out. In the name of Jesus, we bind delay in every evil intention that would come and try to stop this thing from happening. And we release your hand, your blessing, and our president's will along to bless the people. We thank you for this. We receive the RV right now. I've been asked to pray about this so many times and been so hesitant, Lord. I am an American, and I love you, and I thank you, but I'm a Christian first, and these people need their blessing. So we bind delay. We command it to leave. Their investment and their blessing to come to each one of them in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. How was that, Bruce?
I thought that was spectacular. Wonderful. Thank you, Pastor. Just exactly what we need to pray about. And I just think it's very, very powerful. And I think that I know that God answers prayer. And I know that we're looking forward to praise reports as well as prayer requests coming in to to our website, to our email, which is the big, which is a ministry, MINISTRY, at thebigcall.net. So send your praise reports and prayer requests into ministry, MINISTRY, at thebigcall.net. Thank you very much, Pastor Stephen. Appreciate that very much. I'm reminded that today is Mardi Gras, and I say that with the accent because I used to live in New Orleans. No, it's not New Orleans. It's not even New Orleans. It's New Orleans. Okay? And I used to get a kick out of that. But you know me and language and accents, so I'm all over that. I'm excited, guys. I'm excited. I'm excited because Sue is here, and I'm excited because I believe Sue has a wonderful testimonial that she's going to bring to us. And, you don't hear me get too excited on this call, Sue, but I'm excited that you're here.
Well, I'm glad you're excited that I'm here, and I'm glad to be excited to be with everyone and share really how our community is shifting. And we have you to thank for that, Bruce, because you bring the opportunity for us to learn some new things that we can integrate into our life and have a fuller life in Christ, and really learn how to do life a lot better than we used to be able to, because
right.
of what Bob brings, because of what Pastor Stephen so beautifully and powerfully, charges us with, and what you do in terms of helping us feel secure and comforted and letting us know where we are in the blessing. So
yes.
I'm excited to be here with everybody. Tonight, I'm just going to read this very... I'm not even going to put a label or a word on it. It's a really cool testimonial from Mark. And it says, interesting story? Sue, I'm writing to share a story on your chapter on compassion. So he's talking about Mind Your Head, the ultimate brain training handbook.
Mm-hmm.
I've been writing in the neurological goals segment on love, friendship, and family. And what that is in the book, you guys, we have a place where you can write down and record what you're practicing, what you're putting your attention on. And he wrote this down. I got into a big argument with my boss and then my wife about 3 weeks ago. I wrote down that I would switch to sending compassion and love to both instead of reacting. After about a week, things started to change. Both people were very upset with me, and I felt attacked. But, and this is a big but, rather than reacting, I just relaxed, acknowledged their hurt, and what I was noticing in my body. Then I spent the next 3 days seeing and feeling and sending love and compassion. The outcome, instead of escalating into more hurt feelings, they both came to me and apologized, and we connected with understanding. I can see why you want to get this out so we can make society, relationships, and life on this planet less violent and scary. Wanted you to know. Love, Mark. And so, Bruce, what I want to talk about tonight, because this is a really, this is like a segment, like a slicing into a part of reality, and what I thought Christ, what I know Christ was really trying to give to us. And I'm going to add a little bit of the spiritual science that's involved with it, with a sprinkling of neuroscience. And what it is that by Mark being in an experience where there was disconnection, we're not really designed to be in we have conflict, and sometimes conflict can be healthy, but we're not really supposed to feel that horrible feeling of being disconnected from others.
Right.
And for him to step back instead of, I guess, you know, instead of reacting back or getting, you know, kind of more upset, and just get centered in himself and send compassion and love. I hope that he sent love and compassion to himself and to these other people. He was able to bring peace to the world. Do you understand how significant that is?
Definitely.
And one of the things I want everybody to understand, even when you're listening to these stories and you're just hearing these stories, what's really important about where we are today, and I know Bob feels this way about it, I know Bruce feels this way about it, and Pastor Stephen, is we have an opportunity now to internalize, and it's called implicit motivation. Why do we want to do something? It's not because somebody tells us to do something, but because with love and compassion, I'd say three emotions, love, compassion, and gratitude,
mm-hmm.
we internalize those powerful feelings that keep us in abundance, that keep us in connection, that sustain us in the love of Christ. And so every time you come to this call and you hear about a guy practicing compassion, hopefully you're thinking about a time when, you know, you were in an argument or you were in something and you didn't react. You just listened, but you didn't come back and you weren't hurtful or you didn't add to the trouble. And that's why I love what he wrote is, and that's why I love this show, is you're getting the skills and the reminders and actually the science that studies this stuff that we know that we can regulate how our, it's not your brain, it's your mind. It's what's running through your mind, your brain, your heart, your gut. It's how energy and information is running through your system and how you can work with the mind of Christ to choose your responses. And the whole goal is to just get more and more conscious of what your responses are and to choose pro-social, good feelings like love and gratitude and compassion, and that's going to change your life. So I just love that. Thank you, Mark, for sending that. Thank you, everybody that's, you know, working on learning and practicing compassion, practicing gratitude, practicing the practices of success like Pastor Stephen talked about. Because every time you look at how you're feeling and you get more optimized, every time you do that, you're moving yourself up and up and up. And the goal is to practice in your faith and to practice keeping in those pro-social gratitude, compassion, and love emotions. And so that's my message for tonight. Understand that the more you practice, the more competent you're going to be. And I know there are a lot of people, and thank you to all the people that have been, you know, working with Success Waves. Really the way brains are supposed to flow in a wave of love and a wave of abundance. That's my message for tonight.
That's a great message, Sue. Thank you very much for that. And your company name, Success Waves, is all about success. And thank you for that, Sue. And keep in mind, everybody, that Sue is an Amazon best-selling author for the book Mind Your Head, The Ultimate Brain Training Handbook. And it can be purchased on Amazon. So go to Amazon and pick up Sue's book, Mind Your Head. And it's a great read with 40 different brain optimization practices called BOPs, and it's a really fun, entertaining read, and I think you'll enjoy it. So be sure to do that. Thank you, Sue, very much. Appreciate that very much. It was great, and we can all benefit, all of us can benefit from what Mark wrote about in that testimonial. Thank you very much. All righty, let's check in with Bob and see what Bob might bring us tonight. Always interesting and always exciting. See what you have to say.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. I also got a testimonial that I wanted to read from a person named Ralph.
Okay.
And his testimonial says this: I've been using Boomers Forever Young Barley and Boost products for 3 months now, and I'm elated to report that for the first time in 10 years, I'm finally completely off my blood pressure medications.
Nice.
I have to scroll this a little bit.
Okay.
A little thing in the way. And it says, my doctor and I have also noticed consistent lowering of my A1C every time I have a visit. My metabolic processes have improved, and I have a ton of energy, and I feel so much better. Thank you, Boomers Forever Young. And, Bruce, I was going to say that I remember talking to you earlier in the week, and you had an interesting thing happen with your CRP. I think.
Yes, I did. I did, Bob. I really did. I had, that coefficient is such an important test, and I requested that CRP test and also the D3, which aren't normally part of the panel. And I just got the results yesterday, I believe it was, yesterday, that my CRP was less than 0.1%. Less than 0.1%. And so that, from what I understand, Bob, is down into the immeasurable zone, which as an indicator of inflammation or swelling or something like that is just about as low as they can measure, I guess. So I was excited about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And your D3 level was in a good range as well, I understand.
Yeah, it came up from 55 to 61, and I believe you said 70 was optimal. So I'm moving toward
to 70. So you're right there in just about the correct range.
That's great. Yeah, I felt really good about that.
So, Bruce, what I wanted to do just for a second is talk about why that C-reactive protein number is so important. Mm-hmm. And I know we've talked about it before, but it's something that I believe that unless you're kind of involved in the business the way I am, it's hard to remember and hard to really utilize the information for making choices in your life and really understanding the biomarkers of your health. So when life insurance companies are really trying to analyze the true health of somebody, they use those two numbers, the vitamin D level and the CRP, because they know that the higher the inflammation people have, the more likely they are to get adult onset diseases and actually die younger. Mm-hmm. And so they're very interested in that CRP number. And what the reason that it's so important, especially in this day and age with so much sugar in our diets, because there's hidden sugar everywhere, is that people end up with either a little bit or a lot of extra sugar in their blood. And that sugar won't just sit there. It seeks out proteins and bumps up into them and glycates them, and in the process throws off superoxide, which is the hot coal molecule that is burning us up that's causing the inflammation. And so everybody's got a degree of inflammation in their body. We are, in fact, aerobic life, and we create, byproducts that are oxidizing us. But it doesn't mean you have to oxidize really fast and die when you're 60, 70, 80, 90, or even 100. You can slow your rate of oxidation, right, by using antioxidants so that as you throw off these molecules of superoxide, they can be consumed and neutralized so that you don't age quite so fast. And that's why you want superoxide dismutase in your diet. Your body can make it, but it makes less as you get older, and so you have to ingest it in order to keep your rate of burn low. And then with vitamin D, equally important, vitamin D, it converts into a steroid hormone in your body, whether you take it in drops or you get it from sun, and then goes into every cell of your body and activates your DNA to become exposed so that it can the blueprint in your DNA can actually be utilized in the creation of all those wonderful proteins your body needs in order to be super healthy. And without enough vitamin D, you won't unwrap and expose the portions of your DNA that need to be. And so your body struggles to create the building blocks of life because it can't get at the blueprint for how to build them. And that's why vitamin D is so important, along with many other things that regulates your calcium levels, et cetera, et cetera. And so I was really happy, Bruce, to hear that you have been those two of the most important of all your numbers, have such great numbers. You're in the 60s with your vitamin D, and you are below 0.1 in your inflammation. And quite honestly, Bruce, you can't really get much healthier than that. I don't know of anyone else that has their levels better than what yours are. So as far as I'm concerned, you're tied for the healthiest person in the world.
Bob, I have to tell you one little aside. When I went into the doctor's office on Friday, I had a new nurse that was new to the practice. She had been given over from another practice temporarily to fill in for another nurse that wasn't there. So when she came in, you know, I started talking and everything, and she's looking over my my record on the computer and looking at all. And she's looking over and she says, "What's your date of birth?" And I said, I gave her my date of birth, and she looked at it again. She kind of looked at me, and I kind of had a discussion with her about age. And I told her, you know, my age, and she said, it was as if I said, "Well, did you think there was a mistake or an error with my birth date?" She says, "Well, you look about 38 or 40. In other words, I didn't appear to be the age that I am. So mm-hmm. She called me a little younger, and maybe, you know, I just took that as a really positive thing that you know, maybe my de-aging, age reversing is manifesting already, you know?
It probably is. The good thing is that when you have numbers like yours, Bruce, what happens is you slow down your rate of burn so low, and you express for the proteins that are needed to rebuild your body, you actually begin rebuilding faster than you're burning. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a person who has a limitless supply of logs to put on the fire. And as they burn down, you're able to put more and more and more logs on the fire. And so you're always ahead, and you never, and in your case, because you're rebuilding faster than burning, it's like you have an unlimited pile of wood, an infinite pile of wood.
Here you go.
So that's what's going on.
Cool.
Now, I had another thing to talk about a little bit, Bruce, and this is related to how obesity is contagious. And as it turns out, with some recent studies, it seems to be the case. And it's not contagious in the way you would think, where someone can catch a cold from another person, but it's contagious in regard to social networks. So when in the studies they've done with people in the military, people that live near different military bases, and also other groups in the society, what they found is that if people move to an area, to a neighborhood where there's a higher rate of obesity, their chance of becoming obese goes up. Mm-hmm. And vice versa, if someone is already overweight and they move to a neighborhood where there's less obesity, they tend to reduce. One in three people that move to that new area will actually will drop enough weight that they're no longer overweight. And it's this social network and this social modeling that they were observing. And one of the things they observed was really simple, Bruce. They said that people that were eating with others would tend to model the amount they ate based on who they were with. So how much food they would serve on their plate tend to match the group, how much of the food on their plate they would eat, and what types of food they would choose was highly correlated with who they were with. And so people would both serve themselves more food and eat more food on their plate. And so if this was one of the things that was leading to this social modeling that was creating the whole group to become overweight. And another thing was that they correlated was exercise or the lack of exercise. Mm-hmm. People tended to exercise more if they were around people that were exercisers, and vice versa. The same was true for smoking. And worst of all, the one that contributed the most to obesity was how much sugar people ate. So that went to the types of foods. So if you're hanging out with a group where there's always candy available to munch on, soda pop to drink, that type of thing, people would tend to indulge in those things, and that is what contributed to the obesity more than anything. It was the availability of sugary things to eat in the environment, which tended to be controlled by people's in their buying habits and their food habit management was the biggest single factor. So as I was listening to Pastor Stephen talking earlier about rising up and being successful, and Sue talking about love and compassion and gratitude, I'm thinking to myself, with this information, what can a person do? What can an individual do that wants to be able to take control of their environment and create an environment so that not only they have healthy food habits and exercise habits, but also because of the phenomena of modeling would have an effect on another person, and maybe then the two of them have an effect on a third person and an effect on a fourth person. And so one of the easiest ways that people can begin to do this is to begin to take charge of their social network, and people can begin to have small groups of friends and relatives that will make a type of pact together in an agreement where they are going to look through the homes where they tend to go and visit with each other and clear the sugar out and replace it with healthier food, and also let your other relatives and friends know that maybe you aren't in your proximity, but that you talk to on the phone, you communicate with on social media, because the study showed that it didn't matter if the people were right there. If you were in a social network that spoke to each other on the phone, you tended also to absorb some of their habits, even if they weren't right in your presence. Mm-hmm. And so this is what an individual can do. Pick one other person that will pick one other person and slowly build a group. And then if it gets big enough, you can start a meetup, which by going on to the meetup site, you can organize a group. So people can organize a group on healthy living or weight release or whatever you want to call it. And you can create your own social network where everyone's in alignment and you begin to make a change that way. And the same thing with the food habits can go along with exercise and exercising, you know, with a group, with one other person or with numerous other people. That creates this social modeling that leads towards healthy habits. And then on the sugar side, this is where I think, in addition to rising up and being successful, this is where you want to really be aggressive. And this is one time, because it's so important for your health, this is the type of occasion where I think it's very good behavior for people to get super aggressive about sugar and just be really dogmatic about it. And if you're going to examine your kitchen and say, I'm going to decide everything in this place that is not good for us because it's sugary. I'm going to look at the labels. I'm going to learn about sugar, where the hidden sugar is. I'm going to purchase the book, The Sugar Impact Diet, and I'm going to become very aggressive about this for me, my family, my friends, and I'm going to be the low sugar champion for my family, my neighborhood, and my group of friends. And make it like a campaign, something that you really, really are passionate about, and be very aggressive and also be very defensive. This is a time when it's good to be defensive. People, you know, in this day and age, it's like, well, it's always good to be nice and get along with people and don't be so defensive. Well, in this case, because it's such a life-threatening problem to be overweight and obese, and you're not doing your family any favors by being passive, right? This is where you want to be aggressive and defensive. And if someone says, oh, what, you know, don't be so stubborn about this. Can't we have some of this? Can't we do that? No, be very defensive and say, nope, this is the protocol for our house. But we know we're going to die young if we keep eating too much sugar, and this is our aggressive stance, and please pardon us if we're very defensive about it. And set the tone, because we all know that people go on diets and they slide back and they gain the weight back, and we know that people have New Year's resolutions and they get going and then they backslide, and this is the situations where people need to be very, very aggressive and defensive, and do not allow yourself or your group, your loved ones of your family and friends, to fall prey to these societal types of modelings that can literally ruin your life if you're not careful to observe them and extremely aggressively intervene and change it. Change it for you and change it for your group, and change it for bigger and bigger groups, as your attitude and your habits and your example spread. And if enough of us begin to do that, then we can break this whole cycle of social modeling that is leading to all of this overweight and early death from all the diseases that it causes.
That's exactly right, Bob. That is so powerful, and it's such a great idea, you know, the power of one, and getting one who gets one to create a small group. I love that idea. I think that's a great idea. And it reminds me of 3 years ago when Sue gave me, you know, kind of confronted me with what I was eating. And she just, you know, she used what we call now tough love to say, hey, you know, you can't eat that. You shouldn't be doing that. And she told me, and I made immediate changes from that time on and threw a lot of things out, not a lot, but threw some things out, and ended up trying to make better choices for myself. So that's a really good idea.
Great.
Yeah, that's excellent, Bob. Well, what else would we have that would do? We have anything in the way of any specials that would complement this this discussion?
Yes. Well, you know, we had a few new people today, Bruce, that called us. Big call listeners that called and said, "Hey, we're going to get started on our Youth Booster Pro kits, and we've been hearing about it. And we want to get going, and we also want to know what else you have for helping to lose weight, and as we say on the big call, release weight." And so I was really happy that we had three new people today from the big call, and a couple of other people that found out about us through word of mouth, and they all took advantage of going on the free and easy shipping, and they got their extra $30 off.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And in one case, they also, as we talked to them about releasing weight, they took advantage of the buy one, get one free on the African Mango Trim and Fit. We threw that into the box for them, and off it went with free shipping for all of it. And also, the one other thing that we have as buy one, get one free is the Good Night Formula, our really great sleep aid. And that's so right. This is what happens, Bruce. People are already getting a really great discount by purchasing a Youth Booster kit, right? We're giving them D3 for free. We're taking $10 off the cost of the barley. And they're also getting the free shipping. And when they get it for the first time and go on to the free and easy shipping, we're giving them an extra $30 off. Okay. Wow. So, I mean, this is it's ridiculously priced, quite honestly, to be able to experience, you know, a $65 discount on that kit when you get it for the first time. It's really quite an amazing thing. And it's what we do for new customers, and it's what we do for people that go on the free and easy shipping for the first time. And when you also take advantage of these buy one, get one frees, like the trim and fit and the Good Night Formula, and we put those in that box, it's just such an amazing deal.
It's a bonus. It really is, yeah.
Yeah, it's really great. Yep, and we also have a couple of things. We put the probiotics, if people want extra probiotics to give to someone in their family that needs it, whatever, those are buy one, get one half off, and so is our brain booster as well. And really, this is a really great time. February is a great time to get started. We have so many things that are on sale, and but getting that extra $30 off is like, wow, this is a great, great time to get started.
Bob, isn't Ash Wednesday, which is tomorrow, the start when certain people give up things for Lent?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. What about the idea of giving up 10 or 20 extra pounds for Lent? What about that? Giving up maybe certain eating habits, certain, you know, certain things that, you know, this would be a good way to take Mardi Gras today and turn Ash Wednesday tomorrow into an opportunity to give something up that's not doing you any good for Lent. Yep. I think that would be cool.
Maybe. The first thing that people should look at is sugar, and not just candy or soda pop or something like that, but try to do it with all sugar.
Yeah.
And so with the money that you save from not eating so much sugar, get the book called The Sugar Impact Diet. Right. And learn even more about how to avoid sugar. And
that's right.
So that's what I would do. I would get started that way.
Good idea. And then for anybody that wants to get started with the Youth Booster Pro kits that Bob was talking about, and some of the other specials maybe that you might want to throw in there, go to the bigcall.net website, click on the health button, and then you'll see Bob's page come up. And when you see the Boomers banner, you click on that and take you right into Bob's website, and you'll be able to look at all the various products that come in the kit, and learn about free and easy shipping, learn about the specials, and just go all the way through the site and take advantage of that. And then otherwise, if you're interested in calling, Bob's phone number is still 727-443-2500. 727-443-2500. And his entire staff has been well trained by Bob to answer your questions and be very compassionate. And they're great with Big Call listeners. We really appreciate the work that they do and the attitude that they have toward our listenership. So thank you so much, as always, Bob, for that. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, Bruce. I just have one last little thing. I don't know what happened, but at the end of the workday today, like at around 4:30 Eastern time, our phone started ringing off the hook with people calling, asking questions about being on the list to get notified with the 800 numbers. And a couple of people had mentioned something about receiving a text that they needed to call us regarding the list. And so we obviously couldn't keep up with all the calls at last count. There was like 29 callers in the queue. And I just wanted to say that, to the best of my knowledge, there's nothing new. There's no new reason to call us about this. If people that went on the site and filled out the form, you're in the system, and there's nothing that you need to call us for in that regard. Certainly,
right.
If you want to call and talk to us about your health and wellness, we'll be able to return all those calls, but we probably won't get time to return all those calls that came in late this afternoon about the mailing list, the email.
Yeah, and maybe we can clarify that on the call tonight, because hopefully some of those people are still listening tonight, Bob. But, you know, we do have the newer of our sites, which is, bigcalluniverse.com. And what Bob is referring to is if you go to that site, www.bigcalluniverse.com, you'll be able to register your email with us on that site so that you can get an email response back, and you'll be notified that you're essentially on the list to get the 800 number when it comes out. And that's what Bob's referring to. So don't call him or call the company to try to be put on the list. No, it doesn't work that way. You register on the website, okay? And that's the way you do it. That's how you do it. You go to bigcalluniverse.com and register there, okay? All you have to do is put your email on, and then you're all set. Okay, Bob. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Sorry that happened.
Yeah. No worries, Bruce. Just one last thing is that if people do go on the site, bigcalluniverse.com, and right on the very front it says sign up, stay informed, and you just put in your name and your email and hit submit. Now, if you don't get an email back, it's probably because you didn't see it and it went into your spam. And so the very first thing you want to do, if you don't get a reply back from us that's automated, by the way, it's set up in a computer system, then check your spam, because if your computer doesn't recognize us, and it probably won't because it's the first time you've communicated with this site, you have to go look in your spam and your reply will be in there.
Okay. That's good, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Spam frequently anyway, Bruce, especially if you have Gmail, you want to look in your social and your spam. People can miss a lot of emails if they don't pay attention really closely to making sure that they haven't missed something that got sent to another part of their email that's not readily, seeable.
Yeah. Yep. That's good, Bob. That's good. And I appreciate that. That's good clarification. Everybody pay attention to that. That's really important. All right, Bob. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate that segment. And what Bob's talking about really is that, we'll talk about Intel now. And the thing is that when the toll-free numbers are made available to me to put out, that's one way that they're going to go out, is that those that register on our new website, bigcalluniverse.com, once you go on and register your email, then you'll get an email back after the numbers are released. I don't have the numbers yet, just so everybody knows. I do not have the numbers yet. But when I do get them, obviously that's one way to disseminate the information to our listeners by email. So that's what we're going to be able to do through that site. Now, let's go back and see sort of where we are now. We are in a position, to be honest, where all indicators are pointing toward the fact that everything is complete. That's great to hear. We thought it was this case in the last few days, but we're really getting good indicators that that's the case now. Let's start back with Iraq. You guys remember we talked on Thursday's call that we would have Iraq in a conference about rebuilding Iraq, but it would be hosted in Kuwait. Okay? And we talked about the start of that would be Monday. That was yesterday. And it goes through Thursday. I guess it's 4 days, Monday through Thursday, and then it's over. So we've got a number of countries, at least 70 countries there to do investment in Iraq. And we found out early this morning, I did, that that Kuwait, on Kuwaiti TV, that the investment for Iraq for that conference, that everybody would be backed by the World Bank. In other words, all investment opportunity would be backed by the World Bank. Now, the reason that appears to be the case is because at the time of the start of the conference, as far as we know from here, the Iraqi dinar rate had not been made public. By that I mean internationally known. Now, it's known all over the place if you know where to look. And if you're a trader and you're a currency trader, especially for the banks, then you see it. But, you know, it's not on the Forex, to my knowledge yet. So it's just that Iraq, who was given permission well over, I think, 2 weeks ago, to release that rate, has just not done it yet. And we all thought it would be done certainly by Saturday or Sunday at the latest before the conference started. But Kuwaiti TV had out that, you know, all the investment, the 212 investment opportunities for Iraq are going to be essentially backed by the World Bank. I thought, okay, well, that's something. That's a start, even though Iraq should be on their own and on their own 2 feet and sovereign in the sense of having their own rate. Now, speaking about the Iraqi budget and the rate, we understand from our sources in Fallujah this morning that the budget would be put into the Gazette tomorrow. Now, tomorrow's Gazette edition, which also would include the rate for the dinar. So here we thought it would happen a week or two ago. Still hadn't happened. Should happen tomorrow, Wednesday, because the Gazette comes out Wednesdays and Saturdays typically. So tomorrow is a good day to bring it out. Now, tomorrow morning in Iraq, the Gazette usually comes out, I believe, close to first morning prayer, which is, you know, shortly after sunrise. And what I'm thinking is that's somewhere between, let's say, now and midnight on the East Coast. Should be something that, you know, is put into the Gazette. Now, how soon will we see it? I don't know. But it's supposed to be out tomorrow. And that would be really a very positive thing for us to know that. Now, let's talk about what happened in the last few days. There were major bank meetings on Saturday for several, like 5 or 6 hours. We had people there for those meetings. They went well. Then we had a meeting, a couple of different meetings with HSBC on Sunday. We had people there. Those both went well. But what was really interesting to me was that at about 3:15 in the afternoon on Sunday, a call came in from a very high up individual with the administration that just said everything is, he said it to him on speakerphone, everything is complete. Everything's complete. There's no reason to continue the meeting. The meeting was supposed to go till 5:30. It ended up essentially disbanding at 3:15 in the afternoon, Sunday. So we hear words like complete, and we think, okay, we know what that means. Everything's ready to go, right? All right, then we heard yesterday that the Treasury had a meeting. The Secretary of Treasury was on a phone call phone call came in to let them know that they would, that everything is done, of course, and that they want it to be done now. They want it done today. So we were getting contacts that we have in the U.S. Treasury, excuse me, talking about, you know, this going, and this going even by last night, by midnight. And I'd heard a couple other people give earlier times than that. Now, we did not get it in the sense of 800 numbers, but we know that it's in the hands of the banks now because it's been released from the Treasury to them to do it. And we know that there was, all right, let's go back. There was testing through the weekend, primarily, that started Saturday at 3:15 in the afternoon, and this was to connect the redemption centers with the call centers all over the country, and I believe also in Canada. And that testing of those connections, which was supposed to be complete, the connecting or the linking up of those systems was supposed to occur by 3:15 in the afternoon on Saturday. What's interesting is at that time, we understood there would be, approximately 18 to 24 hours of testing after that. Okay, and then we would have an opportunity to go. And I believe that testing occurred. And I believe we were believing that yesterday would be possibly go day because the testing was going to be complete yesterday. And here we are today, Tuesday night. Now, I don't know exactly what the time frame is, guys. I don't want to pretend that I know exactly what's going to happen with this as far as our timing. I know I'd get in trouble if I told you what I thought the day of release would be, and especially if it didn't happen on that day. So I won't go there. I'll just say that redemption centers are in various levels of readiness for this to go sometime this week. And later in the week, they have hired staff going in, hired numbers of staff people. Now, doesn't mean that the people that work for the redemption centers couldn't also be on call, which they are, and they can adjust pretty quickly to come in. Now, let's talk about redemption center for a minute. Remember we talked about call centers and how when you called up the toll-free number, if you were a ZIM holder, you would be transferred over to directly to the ZIM redemption center in your zip code area or close to your zip code, not necessarily in, but one that's close to it. Well, we find out that, you know, I think on the last call I talked in terms of 5 toll-free numbers. Ends up now it's going to be 3 toll-free numbers. Why 3? Well, one of the numbers is for Canada. They've got one toll-free number that'll work for Canada with one call center for all of Canada. Lower population, far less ZIM holders, etc. They just don't need but one. U.S., we went from 3 call centers down to 2. We've got 2 call centers, and therefore we'll have 2 toll-free numbers. Now, how will they divide that the country up? I don't know exactly. I suspect that it would be along time zones. And possibly, I'm not saying I know this, guys. Please understand, Bruce does not know this to be true. If it were me, I'd set it up where East Coast, the Eastern and Central time zones maybe were on one number, and maybe Mountain and Pacific, Alaska, Hawaii would be on the other number. We'll see how they do it. That was the way that made sense to me. Because people wouldn't know what number to call otherwise. It's like, well, wait a minute. How do I know which number to call? There's 2 numbers. Well, use the one that that fits your time zone. You know, that's how I would do it. Anyway, we'll see how they do it. We'll see what they do. I'm sure they got it all figured out, guys. I'm sure they have it figured out. So, knowing that, theoretically, with three numbers, one for Canada, two for the U.S., we'll probably put all three numbers out on our websites, as well as those three numbers with an explanation of which one to use, a very short explanation, would go out in the email. Okay? Now, I can't make it too much clearer than that. I just feel like we had heard there would be five numbers last Thursday, got clarification on Friday. Nope, they're going to try to whittle it down. Riddle down the number of call centers down, and they've done that. They've made the decision to do that. So that's all great. That's all great. So we know that the redemption center that, and I call the redemption centers the ones that are taking Zim. I use the term exchange locations for those that are going to be exchanging the other currencies and not redeeming Zim. Just so you know, that's where I make that distinction. There's off-site centers, and then there's Tier 1 banks. And like I mentioned on Thursday's call, we have in the vicinity of 7,200 Tier 1 banks that should be exchanging currencies and redeeming Zim. But, you know, that'll be, and it's not just 12 of each brand that we thought a month or two ago. There's a lot more of them available to take it. Now, I personally believe your best opportunity is to take the toll-free number, call it, set up your appointment, and use the ability that you have to privately negotiate your rate should you choose to do that. Should you choose a privately negotiable rate, you can do that on your Zim, you know, within some range. Also, dinar, dong, and rial. Now, you guys know that I hope no one is still talking about zeros coming off the Zim. Please tell me nobody's still talking about that. Please. It's a bond. It's printed on bond paper with bond ink, and there's no zeros coming off the Zim. Period. Okay? Now, I can't tell you what the rates are going to be because they change, they vary. But I think whatever the rates show, they're going to be extremely strong, very good. Now, as far as the dinar, we know the dinar. Today I got a message that the dinar is in play. I had rates on dinar and dong and Zim all on Saturday as of early morning. You know, that kind of thing. So I don't believe it's fair to talk about them in terms of what they would be on Tuesday. That was on Saturday morning. But I did hear today that the dinar is in play. No, check that. Check that, please, Pink Roses. Dinar is on the move, is how it was worded to me. Dinar is on the move. That's a good sign, guys, because it was moved. It was really in good shape on Saturday morning. So to think where it might be all the way now by Tuesday night, you know, we're just going to be in great shape. Great shape on that. So don't sweat it. That's the least of your concerns is rates. I have to tell you that. Let's see what else. Okay, we got more information that I guess you guys have probably all read about this anyway, that the Native American tribes have all been paid. That's good. They got paid yesterday. We had several verifications of that. We're looking for more and more activity to come out of the West Coast. I'm feeling good about that. Got some confirmation from people we normally don't hear from about that. And I thought, well, that's good. That's news that normally doesn't come out about that. And I just believe that one other thing we got, too, that's interesting was that you guys know we've used for wires, for international and domestic wire transfers. We've had the SWIFT system for a long, long time, right? Well, tomorrow night, which is Wednesday night at midnight Eastern time, tomorrow night at midnight, Russia makes the switch from the SWIFT system to the new SIPS FinTech system for wires, for bank transfers, for wires. That's a big move. That's a great indicator. You know, we believe that other countries, in this one sense, this is moving from west to east instead of east to west for a change. So that's really something that is a really good indicator for us, that Russia is making that change over tomorrow night at midnight. Anything else that we're hearing? It's I'm going to say it's all very positive if the banks will do what it appears that they're ready to do. Without delay, as Pastor Stephen prayed, no more delay. And I'm just encouraged because I believe we're finally at the end of the ride. But I'm asking you guys to hold on a little bit longer. But all the indicators are very, very positive. Very positive. And I'm excited about getting this thing underway so we can get our project started. You know, the president's been talking and representatives of the government have been talking about infrastructure in the last couple of days. It's very exciting. I know they're looking at a $1.5 trillion program for infrastructure. And I'm thinking, and there was discussion about private-public partnership in that. There were a lot of questions in a news conference today about that. And I thought, man, these people, they have no idea. They really don't. The press, the media, they have no clue. They have no clue about what's going to go on with us, with our projects, the fact that we're looking to help rebuild America. That's the name of our project, is Rebuild America. We plan to help do that. We can do it so many different ways, but you know, all of those infrastructure needs, and everybody's sweating the amount of the budget and adding to the deficit, all of those things that you hear about, the media go on and on and give everybody in the administration a tough time over. You know, they just don't know what we know. You know, this thing is going to change, where money is going to flow like it's never flowed before. We've got lots of opportunity if we are allowed legally to create the kind of partnership that we can do with the government, with state governments, in terms of infrastructure, maybe infrastructure-type bonds. We've talked about that several times on the Big Call. All of that can be done. All of that can be done, and we won't even blink an eye in the process. It'll be something that would be very easy for us to do, and we'd be happy to do it, and do it without even taxpayer dollars. Just do it privately. So give that some thought, members of the administration that listen to the Big Call. Keep that in mind. We've got your back. We just want you to know that we're ready to get started with this thing. Okay? Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Well, guys, I think that's the Intel wrap-up for tonight. Thank you, Pink Roses, for doing a marvelous job in transcribing the call. I really appreciate that. Very wonderful. And everybody that's listening from around the globe live, thank you. Thank those of you who listen by link. And thank you for those that listen by the replay number on free conference call. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. We appreciate it. We're ready to get started. And don't forget, we're going to really work with our veterans. We've got our Veterans Retreat Network, got a lot of plans. And don't worry, if a veteran is able to work, no matter what that is, we'll put them to work, either in Rebuild America or in the Veterans Retreat Network. Don't worry, we've got you. We've got you covered on that. All right? Thanks, everybody, for listening in. I appreciate it. Pastor Stephen, if you will take us out with prayer, brother, I'd appreciate it.
Father, we just thank you for all that you've done on the call, Lord, all the positive words of power and love and causing people to have sound mind and body. We ask you just to continue your blessing on each one that's listened and upon the speakers. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Stephen. I appreciate that. Thank you, Sue, so much. Great to have you on the call tonight. And thank you, Bob, for everything that you're doing for us. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening in and being so faithful. All right, everybody. Have a great night. Talk to you soon. Bob, if you'll end the call, take us out and stop the recording.